Y.
Ok.
Toma la
Y. Y. Y.
Im Toshiv Mishavis Raglecha Asos Chafatzecha Biyom Kodshi. So we'll start with the Pasuk in Yishayo Anovi Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Yid Gimel V'karosel HaShabbos Oneg V'kdosh Hashem Mimechubad V'chibadito V'chibadito Me'asos Drachecha V'dabredova. So the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chibadito me'asos drachecha, V'chibadito shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos kimalbushcha shel chol. So one of the dinim of Kvod Shabbos is established here in the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel that our levush on Shabbos should be different than our levush on Chol. So that's what we derive from this pasuk. Now that's all fine if you have many garments. But what happens to a person who only has one garment? That's the entire wardrobe that he has. So the Gemara says, Omar Avhuna, Im yesh lo lahachlif, yachlif. V'yemein lo lahachlif, yishalshel b'begodov. He lets his begodim hang low. Rashi says, yishalshel b'begodov klapim mata, sheyiru aruchim. They should look as if they're long. What does he gain by that? Again, he has only one garment. So Rashi says, v'hu midas ashirim. Hayoshvim v'beisam v'einam tzrichim l'salik b'gdehem min haaretz b'shvil melacha. Now these ashirim aren't involved in melacha. They have a nice financial base. They don't have to go out and work. So they don't have to pick up their begodim to do the melacha. They can let them hang. And Kovet Shabbos, as she says, that's a kiyum of Kovet Shabbos with that very same garment when he lets it hang loose as the Midas Hashir Mayoshim Beisam V'enim Tzrichim Lasos Molocha.
Would that be the same thing as rolling up your sleeve, rolling down your sleeve?
I don't know. Is that also Midas Hashirim? Maybe. I don't know. Do the Hashirim let their sleeves hang down? That's a good question. I never thought of that. We'll have to ask the Ashirim. I don't come in contact with them too often. You know, I tried on my last trip, but I didn't even meet a single one. All right. In any event, it's very interesting that Rashi adds Ukvod Shabbosu, and it seems that Rashi is learning that there are certain clothes that are big dechol. And on Shabbos, one has to enhance his begadim. I would say that you need begadim yuchadim, you know, something that has a certain status to it. Begadim noyim, they should be special for Shabbos. Now, those begadim that are typically worn bechol are big bechol. Those are regular begadim, average begadim. You know, you could look at any society and ask yourself the question, what do people generally wear? I know, for example, in the US of A, there's a phrase, I don't know if you use it all over the world, called dressing down instead of dressing up. Do they use that phrase in England? No? It's an American phrase, I guess. Dressing down. Today in America, it's very common for people to go to work and they dress down. You know, it's just the opposite of what used to be in style in my day when I was a kid. You know, they wear jeans. I don't know what they wear. That's called big day chol. So Rashi says that that's not enough for the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. You need a malbush el Shabbos means you need special begadim that are in a higher grade. You have to upgrade your begadim. that which is considered in that particular society to be regular begadim, you know, average weekday begadim, that's big day chol. That should be avoided on Shabbos. You should wear begadim of a higher grade. We'll call them begadim yuchadim, upgraded begadim. But Rashi asks the following question, and he says that that underlies the statement of Rav Huna. What do you do if all you have in your wardrobe, you open your closet, and all you have is big day chol, that which in the society you live in would be worn by the average person on an ordinary day, their regular begadim. So they're lacking that enhancement, that upgrade of begadim noyim, begadim yuchadim. So Rav Huna says, as we'd say in modern Hebrew, yesh pitaron labaya. What's the solution? You can use your begadim, wear your regular begadim, their big day chol, and you can, so to speak, upgrade them. You can transform them to begadim yuchadim. How do you do so? What heker is going to transform that beged that you wear the whole week long, that anybody would classify it as big day chol? What makes it into a kiyum of covered Shabbos? So Rashi says that's a chiddush of Rav Huna, that you could be mishalshel begadim. And Rashi says that that itself is a kibud Shabbos. Why? Because the Ashirim are noeg to be mishalshel their begadim. That's how they wear it. So again, for an Ashir, shulshel begadim is not something special. It's not mashu miuchad, you know, in his begadim. That's the way he always dresses. But for you, if you express through this shilshul a change in your begadim, you now have obtained a kiyum of kvod Shabbos. I'm going to give a mashal. Mashal amad dover dom. Rashi at the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, which we learned here in this room a few months ago, Rashi says that a lulav hayovesh is possible because it's lacking in zekeli v'anveu, a pasuk in this week's parasha. In other words, we need hidur. And yovesh is completely lacking in hidur. There's no element of hidur. If I buy a lulav and I designate it for yontif, and this lulav has some element of lachus, it's not yovesh lagamre, then Rashi says that's already, again, relative to a lulav hayovesh, that's an upgraded lulav. I already have obtained the kiyum of zekei l'vyaveh. Again, Tosfos's kasha, which is not for us now, is who needs zekei l'vyaveh? That's already a Tosefis mitzvah. Rashi's of the opinion that at least with regard to dal and minim, you must have a kiyum of zekei l'vyaveh. How do I fulfill zekei l'vyaveh? I don't buy the nicest lulav in the shuk, or the nicest esrog. You know, they charge me 300 shekel for an esrog. I'm not going to pay that much money for an esrog. But as long as it's not yovesh, Rashi says, then it's already of a higher grade. It's already got noah. It's miyuchat. Again, relative to the lowest grade, the bottom level, which is yovesh. And once I obtain, relative to yovesh, some sort of a kiyum of hidur, I've already upgraded, I can be makayim my mitzvah. Okay, the nimshal is the following. In begadim for Shabbos, for the kiyum of covered Shabbos, Rashi says that my begadim for Shabbos should be upgraded. Relative to the lowest level, the way people wear their apparel, it should be on a higher level. That higher level gives it a kind of noy. It's a beged noy. It's a beged noy. And if relative to what other people consider to be a regular, average beged, an ordinary beged that you wear down, as we said before, not up, then relative to that, you have an element of noy, and that's a kiyum of covered Shabbos. So Rashi requires that we ask ourselves the question in any particular time, in any particular case, how do people generally dress during the week? And if I can change and find a beged that is not the regular beged, it's upscaled, then it's a beged no, it's a beged miyuchad, and I obtain the kiyum of kovet shabbos. If I don't have such a beged, then what I could do is change the way I dress in such a way that now it corresponds, it's a mirror image to the way the Ashirim dress, and that's a kiyum of kovet shabbos. Because the Ashirim show us that they dress in a particular way because they are betelim b'malachtam. They're not involved in malach, they can be mishalshel ve'begod. Okay. So this would be Rashi. Now take a look at the Rambam. First of all, before we see the Rambam, let's look at the Turin Shulchan Aruch, because I think the Turin Shulchan Aruch are reflecting Rashi's opinion. The Torah says the following: Simon Reish Samach Beis V'yishtadil Shiyu Lo B'gadim Noyim L'Shabbos. Okay, we had a different phrase. We called it B'gadim Miuchadim. Maybe Noyim means relative to what the Velt wears on a regular basis in that particular place. That's called B'gadim Noyim. There's a key of Noy, so to speak. It's very similar to Noy Sukkah, Noy Lulav, you know, a concept of Hidur. And he quotes the Pasuk, and he quotes the Gemara that we saw in Kuf Yud Gimel. And then he writes, V'im I Efshalo, Lahachlif B'godov, if he can't get those B'godim Noyim, he just doesn't have them in his closet, so what should he do? Lefachos, at the very least, Yishalshal Osam Lemata Derech Kavod, V'yilbash B'godov HaNoyim, and then he gives a little bit of a Musa Shmuz here. He says, V'yismach B'biya Shabbos Ki Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech. I'm less interested right now in Yotzei L'Kras HaMelech than I am in the fact that the Torah calls it Derech Kavod, which makes absolute sense because we're talking about Kavod Shabbos, and if you wear your begadim in a way that relative to what other people would dress, it's considered a higher level, that's called Derech Kavod. And if that's Derech Kavod, you can obtain the kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. And that's also in the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadel Shiyulo B'godim Noyim L'Shabbos, Imeef Shalo, Lefachas Yishalshel, and the Ramah explains, Klapi Mata, Shiaruchim, Kemidas HaShirim, Ayoshim, Beisam Rashi Shom. His B'godim Yishalshel, B'godim L'Mata, Derech Kavod. So it's clear that Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah it's a little bit less clear. I mean, the Torah adds Derech Kavod, but Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Ramah has it, add this emphasis on the Derech Ashirim HaYoshvim B'Beisam. And that itself upgrades your Levisha to a Levisha B'Derech Kavod, Levisha which has a Kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. Now if you skip down to the Rambam writes the following. U'mikvod HaShabbos Sheyilbash Ksusnikia. So number one, the Rambam requires, and this is for everyone, even if you only have one beged in your closet, in your wardrobe, nevertheless it's got to be a Ksusnikia, which means send it to the laundry, or have your wife clean it, or maybe you can clean it yourself. Adarabi, the Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak Kedushin, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha, with regard to Kvod Shabbos. So that's number one. The first requirement to obtain the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos, says the Rambam, is Ksus Nekiya. Fine. Then the Rambam says something else. And I think the Rambam at this point has a second requirement. V'lo yeh malbush hachol kemalbush haShabbos. Don't dress on Shabbos with your regular garments that you would dress in during Chol. So according to the Rambam, it's not sufficient that you wear a Ksus Nekiya. I mean, it could be that you wear a Ksus Nekiya the whole week long. Every day, you send your one or other of your garments to the laundry, and you wear a Ksus Nekiya. The Rambam says that's not enough. You have a Ksus Nekiya, but that's the same Ksus Nekiya that you wear during the week. Is the Rambam holds that's not enough to obtain at least a full-fledged kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. Maybe you'll get partial kiyum because you have the first requirement. But to really, you know, score here and do it bishlemus, you need not just the Ksus Nekiya, but it's got to be a change in your malbush. Now, what happens if I only have one malbush? So the Rambam has a problem now, because if the halacha requires that I change my malbush from Chol to Shabbos, I don't wear the same malbush that I wear during the week on Shabbos. If Elo lahachlif, he can't change. Is Mishalshel Taliso Kideisha lo yehe malbusho kim malbush hachol? And then the Rambam goes off into a different discussion. What does the Rambam omit from the Torah's perspective? Let's say, leave out Rashi for just a minute, and it's also in Rashi, but Rashi embellishes even further. But what does the Rambam leave out that the Torah emphasizes about Mishalshel Taliso?
It says it didn't cover Shabbos.
Correct. The Tur emphasizes that by being Mishalshel Lamata, that's called Derech Kavod. The Rambam doesn't have Derech Kavod. So ask yourself the following question. If the Rambam is holding, he doesn't know about the Ashirim, he doesn't know Rashi's whole business, that they don't do Malacha, and they can drag them, go them on the ground, none of that. The Rambam is talking about a person who wears during the week a short suit, a short jacket, correct? On Shabbos, he should get himself a long jacket. But if he doesn't have a long jacket, he's got to somehow lengthen his short jacket by being Mishalshel. And that's what he's going to do L'Kavod Shabbos. Why? Shelo yeh malbush achol kemalbush haShabbos. He's not supposed to wear a malbush on Shabbos, which he wears during the week. So what does he have to do if he only has one malbush? How does he change? Where's the chalip in here if he only has one malbush? And the answer is he's got to change the tzuras ha-levush, the tzuras ha-beged, in such a way that it's not the same as it is during the week. The Rambam is basically offering a new definition of malbush, of kvod Shabbos, with regard to malbush. Rashi and the tour, and then the Shulchan Aruch, are defining the kiyum of Kvod Malbush by looking at the begadim, as we said in the Velt, trying to figure out in objective terms what's considered big day chol. They're lacking any sort of upgrade, any sort of noy. They're not begadim noyim. And therefore, it's big day chol. What you need to do, says Rashi, is you need to add some sort of beged shel kavod, beged miyuchad. It's got to be in some way upgraded. It's got to be different. It's got to be singular. It's not that bottom level of a luluf hayavish. It's got to have some noy to it, some heder to it. That's Rashi shita. So Rashi is looking in objective terms about what constitutes big day chol. The Rambam is not interested in that. The Rambam is only interested in answering one question. What do you wear during the week? If I wear a certain beged during the week, that defines it as big day chol. So alright, it's a ksus nekiya. But the Rambam says that's not sufficient. Even though it's a ksus nekiya, you haven't obtained the full-fledged kiyum of kvod Shabbos until you change your begadim from the weekday for Shabbos. And the new begadim, the different begadim that you wear, that itself is the kiyum of kvod Shabbos. Shelo yeh malbushcha b'Shabbos kemalbushcha b'chol. However, the Rambam asks, what do I do if I only have one beged? I can't change for Shabbos. Says the Rambam, that's the chiddush of Rav Huna. That by being mishalshel your beged, you're making enough of a significant change in the way in the Tzuras HaLevisha that your Malbush now is upgraded. It's now a Malbush Al Shabbos. For you, you've achieved a Shini Begadim. And what's the source for this Rambam? The Rambam is saying that there's no Kpeda on Beged Noah. There's only Kpeda here on Nikia, on Ksus Nikia, and the Kpeda on Shinui Malbush. It's got to be different for you. And I believe that the Rambam is learning that the source for this halacha is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. If you fast forward to Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Ava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin L'Shinui Begadim Min HaTorah. And the Marsha says that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Big Day Shabbos. Minayin l'shinui begadim in haTorah, shenemar upashat es begadav v'lavash begadim achirim. It means that the Kohen has to change his begadim for the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. V'tana debei Rabbi Yishmael linduchat Torah derech eretz begadim shebishol b'hem k'teiro l'rabo al yimzog b'hem kos l'rabo. Says the Marsha, on Erev Shabbos, when you're preparing for Shabbos, you're wearing these begadim. That's called limzog kos l'rabo. But that's not I'm sorry, that's called Bishel Eskedera L'Rabo. And that's not the appropriate begadim. You have to make a change. There's a chil of begadim, because if you wear the same begadim, that's the begadim in which you are Mavashel Kedera. You can't use those begadim to be Mosaic Kos L'Rabo. In fact, if you look in the Rif, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where does the Rif quote this halacha of Shinu Begadim min HaTorah? Right after the halacha of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Imein lo lahachlif yishal shel begadav shenemar v'kibadato me'asos drachecha etc. v'kishalo yei malbushka shel chol kemalbushal Shabbos kemalbushal chol." On Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'shini begadim min HaTorah. Those after Rav Huna said that you have to change your begadim from Malbushei Chol to Malbushei Shabbos, and if you can't do so because you only have one garment, then at least be Mishalshil, and that makes it into a change. That's enough, says Rav Huna Vashinui, to achieve the goal of Chiluf Begadim. Rav Yochanan says, where's the source for this halach of Shini Begadim? And he quotes the halacha of Upashat Es Begadav. Fine. So the Rambam understands that the Chiddush of Rav Huna, of Mishalshel, has nothing to do with Beged Shel Kavod. According to the Tur, what do I accomplish by wearing my Beged B'Shilshul? That's a kibbut. That's a way of a Malbush Shel Kavod, the Tur says. It's again, look at the language of the Tur. The Torah writes, "Imef shalachlu begadol for yishal shel selamata derech kavod." Rashi enhances it. Rashi says it's not just derech kavod; it really reflects something about Shabbos. Because how should I dress on Shabbos in a way that indicates that I'm not doing malacha? Well, shilshul is a way of wearing my begadim in a way that demonstrates that I'm not involved in malacha. All this, says Rashi, upgrades my malbush to a level of quote Shabbos, and once I achieve a higher level, it becomes begadim noyim, begadim yuchadim, and it's a quote Shabbos. The Rambam, on the other hand, completely omits the concept of shilshul as a quote Shabbos. He doesn't recognize that shilshul is in any way related to upgrading the levisha to the levisha of Ashirim. None of that. All the Rambam has is shalo tehe malbushcha shal Shabbos ki malbushcha shal chol. You need a chiluf begadim. The chiddush of Rav Huna is that shilshul achieves the goal of chiluf begadim, and therefore I obtain the kiyum of kvod Shabbos. So I was thinking, what could be the nafkamina between Rashi, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand? So I have to tell you something about my childhood, and this probably will score an absolute zero for you, but when I was a child, there was something that became fashionable. They called it Liberace suits. You never heard of it. Okay, I'm really dating myself. In any event, they had these long garments. They looked like, you know, kapotas. And this was considered fashionable. And they wore this even during the week. So I was thinking, what would be if fashions changed and it would be common on the street to wear long begadim? Would you be makayim the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos by wearing Liberace suits, by wearing a long beged?
Yeshiva Saramba, we're saying.
Well, I want to go through both. In other words, let's start with Rashi, and then we'll get to the Rambam.
Stop saying chassidim. They walk on the bekeshes during the week.
Okay, good. I thought the chassidim wear bekeshes, okay, on Shabbos. But let's say they wear bekeshes even during the week. Okay. Yeah, but they're different bekeshes. But what I'm talking about is a long coat, which you wear during the week when it becomes ordinary, regular, average dress for a weekday for the entire society. If that becomes fashionable, then what would Rashi say about wearing such a long beged? Or for example, let's say he decides on Erev Shabbos to take a short beged and be mishalshalit. Would that be a kiyum of Kvod Shabbos according to Rashi? Why not? Because that's exactly what everyone wears during the week. It no longer adds that cube, that dimension of being an upgraded begadim miyuchadim. It's not miyuchad. Well, because that's exactly what we wear during the week.
But the whole thing of having long is that it shouldn't get dirty from doing malacha.
Okay, let's start. Okay, instead of starting with Rashi, let's start with the tour. Okay, the tour doesn't have this whole thing about long and malacha. We'll get back to Rashi in just a second. I'm saying, from the tour's perspective, would it be a beged shel kavod to wear the identical beged that everyone in the society wears the whole week long? And the answer is, there's no kavod here. You haven't in any way expressed kavod. So that now, let's say I decide to take a beged that I have and lower it down and be mishalshel it to equalize all the begadim that are worn by the entire society. The fact that I changed my begadim, according to Rashi, would not be a kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. Just give me one more minute. I'm sorry, I just want to develop one idea and then the floor is yours. Why is that not a kiyum of Kvod Shabbos? Because that levush is identified as malbush al chol. What defines it as malbush al chol? In fact, that everyone wears it as a malbush al chol. So what kavod Shabbos do you achieve by wearing the begadim that everyone wears on an ordinary average day? Now, you mentioned Rashi Shita. Rashi says maybe it indicates that I'm going to abstain from malacha. It's a kvetch. Maybe you're right. Maybe in some sense by being mishalshel it. But again, it's hard to say so. Apparently, if everyone wears this length of a beged, so no one's worried about it getting dirty. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, as I say, in Shitas Rashi and Shitas Hatur, it doesn't necessarily seem to me like you necessarily have to wear something that's uniquely Shabbistic if everyone is always wearing the most mechubed beged. In other words, let's say my 20 years ago when people wore suits to work every day, when people who worked in business, my father was just telling me, he was just here on
business,
and he was saying how only everybody goes to work in business casual. That's what everybody goes to work. They wear a polo shirt, short sleeve, tucked into khakis. That's what everyone wears to work now. 20 years ago, it was never like that. Everybody
yeah, I understand. That was my case of the Liberace suit.
If you're wearing the most mechubed beged that there is during the week also, then maybe in Shitas Hatur and Shitas Rashi, you could wear the same thing on Shabbos. In the Rambam...
No, but I'm asking you the following. Let's say, not that people go to work in suits. That's true. But I'm talking about that people go to work in long suits. Let's say that becomes fashion. So I'm just wondering if Rashi would say that that makes that suit cover Shabbos. It's not only that you wear that suit the entire week long, but what I'm saying is you wear a long suit the entire week. Well, what happens to Rav Huna? See, Rav Huna, according to Rashi, was trying to achieve some sort of unique singular beged. It's noah, it's something worn by the Ashirim. It has some special nature to it. And that's why the Mepharshim here all talk about beged noah, the noah of the beged. But if that's what I wear anyway, and that's what everybody wears during the week, so in objective terms, what gives it the status of Kvod Shabbos? There's no indication of Kvod Shabbos. I'm not saying you might not find, you may find other methods, you know, that might substitute, I don't know. But what would be the meaningfulness of wearing a long beged if that's what we wear the whole week long? That's what everybody wears the whole week long. So the whole halacha of Rav Huna is predicated on the fact that the Ashirim go long. Okay, you say the Chassidim go long, but in any event, Rashi says the Ashirim go long. I am not an Ashir. An Ashir goes long. Now, if I have the opportunity to go long, then what I'm doing is I'm reflecting a beged miyuchad, because it's a beged shal Ashirim. But if Louis Yitzur, the long begadim are worn by everybody, whether you're an Ani or an Ashir, I don't know if according to Rashi... In fact, I'm convinced that according to Rashi, you would not obtain any sort of kiyum.
Even if he doesn't wear the long beged.
Correct. That's where I want to introduce the Rambam. The Rambam, on the other hand, would say the following. That all we need in Rav Huna's frame of reference in order to achieve a kiyum of Kvod Shabbos is to make a change. A chiluf. I don't need to have a beged and wear something that's very special, that in contrast to what everyone else wears on an average day, the whole week long, is different. No. I have to change my begadim. The Chiddush of Rav Huna is that taking the same begad and being mishalshel is a radical, is a profound enough change in order to constitute a chiluf begadim. That itself constitutes a chiluf begadim. If, let's say, for example, what would be the eitzah for the Rambam if the whole week long I wear a long begad, so on Shabbos I should wear a short begad. Aye, that short begad is not in style, it's not fashionable, it doesn't have the element of noah. The Rambam doesn't require the element of noah. He requires nekiyah, you know, it can't be a dirty begad. But I'm saying if it's clean, it doesn't have to be a special begad. In other words, in Rashi's frame of reference, you probably would have to spend a couple extra bucks if everyone's wearing long to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kol Shabbos. I don't know in what way you would upgrade that beged if that's the beged that everyone wears in that society the whole week long. It's going to cost you a couple of pennies. According to the Rambam, she doesn't have to cost you a nickel. It doesn't have to cost you a penny. Why? Because according to the Rambam, all I need is some sort of shinui. As long as I can achieve a shinui, I wear a different beged, and that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that taking my beged and wearing it long is a shinui. According to the Rambam, if the whole week long I'm wearing a long beged, on Shabbos I should wear a short beged. And that itself is a kiyum of vikibadito, because lo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ki malbushcha.
So according to Sabina Afkamil, what would happen according to our society, if you need like a nicer suit, what you have weekdays, is that good enough, or you need like something totally different?
When you say a nicer suit, I mean, if in objective terms it's a nicer suit, meaning if you put these two suits...
that you want to wear for weekdays.
Right. If you put these suits on the table, two suits, right? There's one... Again, I don't know if cost is always the criterion, but let's say cost is the criterion, just to simplify. This one cost you 500 shekel, this one cost you 700 shekel. I would say that you should wear the 700 shekel suit on Shabbos. That makes it into a beged noah, that makes it into a beged miyuchah, and that would be the key.
Wouldn't that be an between Rashi and the Rambam?
Oh, but what would the Rambam say if the whole week long I wear the 700 shekel beged? Then, if I haven't changed my begadim in any substantial way, the Rambam would say I forfeit the kiyum of Kol Shabbos.
Like a totally different type of that, yeah.
So I don't know about totally different. That I want to touch in a minute. Hold on to that question, Yitzhak Isaac. Whether it has to be totally different or one change is enough. Right now, all we have is that criterion is Rav Huna to be mishalshel the begad. If now we have to go from your question to jump to the next question. But before I do that, I want to show you something fascinating. And we're going to turn the clock back a little bit of time to Ashkenaz. And one of the great poskim in Ashkenaz, which I think I have here on your page, in the Makor Chaim, that's the Chavos Yoyer. His name is Bachrach. One of the great poskim in Ashkenaz, he writes the following. That every person should have in his wardrobe, again if he can afford it, three categories of begadim. He should have begadim for Shabbos and Yontif, days that are sanctified. He should have begadim that are called Big Day Chol. And right in the middle, he should have begadim that are designated for Chol HaMoed, for Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, for Purim, for a Bris, for a Chasana. And he says on Shabbos and Yontif, he should wear the begadim HaMiuchadim LeShabbos for Yontif. On Chol HaMoed, he downgrades it to those begadim that are for special days. And the rest of the week and the rest of the year, for Chol, he wears Big Day Chol. So I want to ask the following question. Okay, you ready for this? What would be if a person finds that all he has in his wardrobe at this particular moment in time, entering into Shabbos or Yontif, all he has are the two lower categories. He doesn't have begadim yuchadim l'Shabbos in his wardrobe, in his closet, he doesn't find any. He finds begadim yuchadim that are yuchadim because he uses them, let's call it, on special occasions. But they're not Shabbos garments. And beyond that, he has Big Day Chol. With those begadim, we'll call them Big Day Chol HaMoed, Big Day Bris, right? Would they qualify for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos? Let's start with Rashi. Why? Because they're miyuchadim. Because they have a noy element to it. According to Rashi, as long as relative to the lowest level, I have an upgrade here. I'm not wearing big day chol. According to Rashi, I need begadim noyim, begadim yuchadim. Then these begadim, insofar as them yuchadim, because I don't wear them during the week on a regular weekday, that itself achieves the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, I need to create a malbush of Shabbos. And a malbush of Shabbos is a chiluf from a malbush of chol. No, since I wear it on chol hamoed, or I wear it for bris, that's called big day chol. It's not big day Shabbos. If it was big day Shabbos, then Rav Bachrach would say wear that on Shabbos. No, it's not Shabbos. It's chol, but it's a chol with an upgrade. But it still is malbush a chol. And therefore, I would say that according to the Rambam, Lechumra, in this case, you could not fulfill the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos with those bgadim that although they're special and they're noyim and miuchadim, but they're not designated for Shabbos. He's wearing a malbush al chol, according to the Rambam, and that's not enough. Now, take a look at the Rambam. Do you see the Rambam in Siman Shin Aleph? I don't know if you stelled on this Ramah when you were preparing the Simon, but the Ramah writes, Lo Yetze B'Shabbos K'moshu Yotze B'Chol, which sounds like, I mean, if you didn't read the next line in the Ramah, that what mitzvah is he focused on? Kvod Shabbos, right? But he's not talking about Kvod Shabbos. Look what he says. Bilti Dover Acher, he's got to wear something that's different. She Yizkar Al Yodo, as a reminder. Please, could you imagine you have a certain kerchief, a certain, what do they call it, a scarf, you know, that you tie around your neck on Shabbos. All right, I don't know. You have to learn about Isha Yotzes for that. But let's say it's something that he wears around, you know, around his shoulders and ties it together so there's no Isha of Bamei Isha Yotzes. He says, Kadesh Yizkar al Yodo Shu Shabbos. And then he adds, he lets the cat out of the bag, Shalo Yavo Lechalal. It's a fascinating idea that you should wear something special for Shabbos in order to remind yourself that it's Shabbos and avoid Chil Shabbos. So it's a new gzeirah. Where does the Rambam get it from? He gets it from the Kolbo. If you take a look at the Kolbo quotes Rav Asher Zal, Mina Kol Yisrael. Wow, Mina Kol Yisrael. Shalo lotzeis v'Shabbos b'li min olim u'b'li talis oglima. Vatam kidei sheyizkar shu yom Shabbos kodesh l'olkenu v'lo yovel idei chil Shabbos. So he shouldn't come to chilul Shabbos. Okay. Now I ask you the following question: is this Rambam related? Is it kashur to the Rashi that we started today with? The Rashi on the top of your page.
If you have to have a beged or malbush that's miyuchim l'Shabbos, that should qualify.
Right, but is the Ramah talking about the requirement of a beged nor a beged miyuchad? Is the Ramah discussing the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos? Absolutely not. Right, in Lumbus, we always make a distinction between kiyum and minias isur. What kind of a category is the Ramah addressing here and the Kolbo addressing? Minias isur. He's looking for a way to remind the person that today is Shabbos, so you shouldn't come inadvertently to violate the Shabbos. And he finds a method by adding some sort of something to your apparel that you would see as a reminder that today is Shabbos. It's Yom Kodesh Elokeinu, Shelo Yavo Lidei Chil Shabbos. So within the context of Rashi, I would say that this Ramah clearly has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. In fact, I would even go a step further. I would suggest that according to Rashi, and this Yitzhak Isaac will come back to your question from before, if you wear one article of clothing that would be a change in what you normally wear during the week, that would fulfill the requirement of the Ramah, but would not fulfill the requirement of Kvod Shabbos. Rashi is looking at the Ikar Beged, meaning the way that you appear, you know, your overall presentation on Shabbos. I don't think that tying a knot around your neck or around your ear on Shabbos is going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. Your Malbush has to be a malbush na umiyuchad. It's got to be different than what the average person would wear during the rest of the week. We're not talking about tying a rubber band, you know, around your wrist so that, oh, every time I see, I remember, then I forget where I put it anyway. But it's not talking about bnei heker. And that's why the Rambam says, v'tam kidei shelo yavo lidei chil Shabbos. However, if we take the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam Shita is that you need a chiluf begadim, here I would raise Yitzhak Isaac's question. What constitutes chiluf begadim? In fact, I'm tempted to think, Rabosa, but please don't v'tishkach, that according to the Rambam, on Erev Shabbos, when I change my begadim, I should have a hidden imuchan of mezuman in my mind. Because just like the Kohen Gadol, there was a kiyum of chiluf begadim before he entered into the Kodesh, so too, before I enter into the Shabbos Kodesh, my chiluf begadim is itself a kiyum. The chiluf itself is part of the mitzvah of vikibadito. And in truth, all the mitzvahs of vikibadito that the Rambam lists in Perek Lamed Milchus Shabbos, they're all Erev Shabbos. So my chiluf begadim is, what constitutes chiluf begadim? In other words, what I'm suggesting is a possibility, I'm not convinced that this is true, that we could read the Ramah, according to the Rambam, and leave out, and we could omit, how many words? Let's see, three words, the last three words in the Ramah. And it would make absolutely sense according to the Rambam within the context of Kvod Shabbos. Meaning, Lo Yetzei Odom B'Shabbos K'mo Shu Yotzei B'Chol. He should change his apparel on Shabbos from the apparel that he wears on Chol. And says the Rambam, the reason for that is not Kidei Sheyazkir Lo Shu Shabbos, but because that itself, Chiluf Begadim, is the way I achieve the Kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. The Chiluf Begadim Shelo Yei Malbushcha Shel Shabbos Kemalbush Shel Chol. Obviously, the Rambam is not operating within the Rambam's frame of reference. The Rambam is talking about a change in begadim which would not fulfill the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos, but it's necessary at the bare minimum to avoid a gzeira shvus of chil Shabbos. So again, the Rambam is talking not about a kiyum, but about a menias iser, and maybe it could be fulfilled with one single garment. The language of the Rambam, he says, Dover Acher. I would have loved if we would have said Dover Echad, but I can't change the text. But Dover Acher means one unusual garment that he wears on Shabbos is enough to avoid any sort of chash of Chol Shabbos. Whereas Rashi is talking about the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos, and that would require more than just adding one beged. He would require Rashi begadim na'im l'Shabbos, and that we saw in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Beis.
So just to review the way we learned it so far, Shitas Rashi would be: let's say I wear a suit every single day. I have seven black suits.
Right.
I have one Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday suit, and then I have a Shabbos suit. They all look exactly the same.
Even the Shabbos suit?
Even the Shabbos suit, but I only wear it on Shabbos.
I don't know. Exactly. According to Rashi, I would think it has to be objective. Meaning, just the fact that you designated a certain color, I don't think that makes a difference. Rashi's looking for some sort of substantial cover. You know, Kvod Shabbos. What makes it Kvod Shabbos? Just the fact that you designated for Shabbos?
But according to the Rambam, that would be perfectly acceptable.
Correct. Absolutely.
So, my question was, can we say that the Rambam is paskening l'chayra like the Rambam? Because otherwise, we're assuming that this guy is Mekai in the midst of Kvod Shabbos.
Right.
And nevertheless, the Ramah has to come on to say that you have to dress distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Rashi, you would have already been Mekayim that because to dress.
Right. It's hard to imagine when the Ramah would be relevant if the Ramah accepts Rashi, because by definition, your begadim are special begadim, noyim, that objectively are seen as a higher grade and as a kiyum noyim, is the way we said it. So that itself should remind you that it's Shabbos. You could argue, according to the Rambam, that maybe the chiluf begadim itself would remind you that it's Shabbos. But I think the Ramah now is focused, based on the Kolbo, on the Isur Shvus, and avoiding any sort of chashash of Chil Shabbos. So even if, let's say, someone, for whatever reason, can't be Mekayim, even Shilshul Begadim, you know, he's got one garment, and it's already long, and that's what he wears the whole week long, and he can't be Mekayim Kvod Shabbos, nevertheless, he has to add something around his body that will remind him that it's Shabbos. So again, just to summarize the bottom line of what we're saying until now, and then I want to go on to another aspect of Kvod Shabbos, is that as far as Malbush is concerned, whereas Rashi wants to see an upgraded non-Big Day Chol Begadim, a Levush that is Noyan, has some extra covet element to it, the Rambam is asking for a Chiluf Begadim, some sort of change, and the difference between Rashi and the Rambam is that Rashi understands Rav Huna in terms of creating a new element, another upgraded dimension of Kavod, and that's because it's Midas HaShirim, whereas the Rambam is learning Rav Huna as constituting a substantial change in from what my dress of the week to the dress of Shabbos. V'dabru davar is the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Shelo yei diburcha shel Shabbos kidiburcha shel Chol. Rashi says, Kigon mekach umemkar v'cheshbonos. On Shabbos we avoid talking about business deals. And you know all the jokes that everyone tells. I don't have to go over them here. Everybody knows the joke? All the jokes? About Nishtav Shabbos Giret? You know, the Friday night, he says to his friend, I heard you're selling your house for $1 million. I'm willing to give you $700,000 Nishtav Shabbos Giret. So his friend says to him, I want $1 million Nishtav Shabbos Giret. So the next day he says to him, all right, I'll offer you $900,000. He says, no, I want $1 million Nishtav Shabbos Giret. And then, Shal Shudis time, Mincha time, he says to him, all right, I'll offer you $950,000. He says, I already sold it Nishtav Shabbos Giret for $1 million. Okay. That's the old famous joke. But in any event, Rashi says, Divrei Mekach Umemkar V'cheshbonos. So Tosis right away jumps on Rashi. Pirush Bekunches Kigon Mekach Umemka V'ein Niriler V'einu Tamto Kvar Nafkalei Mimimotzi Cheftzecha. There's another two words in the Pasuk that tell us we have to avoid our chafatzim, our weekday involvements on Shabbos. So why would the Torah have to add V'dabru Davar to tell me that I can't speak about these secular, mundane, weekday activities? It's already included under Mimotzi Cheftzecha. So before we see Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of V'dabru Davar, let's take a look at Rashi himself. Rashi himself, on the previous Amud, on the Pasuk B'motzei Cheftzecha, Rashi says, Ki ahu di'amrina bi'eravin, lo yitayel adam l'sof sadeir b'shabbis, leida mahi tzricha li'achar Shabbos. So how does Rashi define B'motzei Cheftzecha?
Maisa.
A Maisa, correct. It's not V'dabru Davar. Now, according to Rashi, there are two distinct Isurim on Shabbos that come from Yeshayahu HaNovi. One is Motzei Cheftzecha, that prohibits any Maisa in which I do an action that's involved in Chol, and prepares myself for Chol. Whereas V'dabru Davar goes a step further, and when I'm not even allowed to speak about something that involves business deals, etc., etc. The Rambam, before you see the Rambam, I meant to say Rabbeinu Tam. So how does Rabbeinu Tam interpret Shelo yei diburcha shel Shabbos kidiburcha shel Chol? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, kidomer bevayikra rabba, Rab Shimon bar Yochai, there's a lot of different gersos, exactly which Tana it is, but in any event, havilei ima savto, he had an elderly mother, tahavi mishtoye sage, that she used to talk a lot on Shabbos. Amalei, he said to his mother, Ima Shabsahu. Now, he did it in a respectful way. He didn't criticize his mother because that would be a violation of Kibbutz Aim. But he said, hey, you know what, Shabbos, Shaska, and she got the message. Okay. Mashma says Rabbeinu Tam, She'en kol kach ledaber b'Shabbos kamo b'chol. Shabbos is not a time for ribui dvarim, you know, for spend your time just shmuzi. U'b'yushalmi amrinon b'torech, which means b'koshi, hitiru she'la shalom b'Shabbos. Even to say shalom aleichem to someone on Shabbos is b'koshi hitiru. And the Rambam is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkov Dalet, Alokha Dalet, Osro laharbos b'sicha b'teilo b'Shabbos, she'nemar v'dabru dovar. Shelo yei diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel Chol. So let's ask just a simple question. The Gemara needs to establish that Shabbos is not a day for sicha b'teila, and based on the pasuk v'dabru davar. Why do we need that pasuk? V'tepakle, the Torah says v'dibarta bom, and the Gemara says in many places v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. We know that Sicha B'Tela is not acceptable even during the week. Which is, by the way, in parentheses, a good time for me to just be mechazik the olam, that we have to be careful, certainly in the Beis Medrash, about not speaking Sicha B'Tela. And Dai B'Chakima, because, you know, maybe we need a little bit of chizuk. And then I mean that with the depths of my seriousness. There are all sorts of things going on in our Beis Medrash, and I even saw it on Shabbos yesterday. Okay, fine. So, Rabosai, what's the answer to my question? It's a klutz kasha, but I need an answer in any event. Sometimes you need an answer even to a child's question. Why do we need a special isur of a davu davar of avoiding sicha b'teila on Shabbos when that isur applies the whole week long?
It must be talking about sicha b'teila that's mutar the whole week long.
That I don't know, but I would ask you, what generates the Isur Sicha B'Tel the whole week long? What is V'Dibar Tabam? Exactly, Bittul Torah. The whole week long we're talking about Bittul Torah. We're not talking about Kvod Shabbos. What we're suggesting here, says the Gemara, based on Rabbeinu Tam, is that on Shabbos, in addition to the Isur of Bittul Torah, as halach and kiyum mitzvahs v'dibar tabam, there's also an isur that's engendered because of the nature of Shabbos under the halach of v'davu davar. What would be the nafkamina, Rabosai? Why do I need to engender a new isur of dvar v'teilum dafka on Shabbos because of quote Shabbos?
But there is no bittul Torah.
For whom? Women, for ladies, right? They don't have the mitzvah of dibar tabam. So it's very fascinating that the Yerushalmi of Rabbeinu Tam, he's talking to his mother. And Shaska, she got the message. It would have been only an Easter of a Dibar Tabam. But the strangest thing about Bosai is Dafka on Shabbos. That's when the women are talking so much. I don't know. I have a problem with that. Okay. But in any event, the whole week long is Tisha Kavim. And I once heard from Rav Alpert, you know, that you think that women only got Tisha Kavim of Sicha. The truth is that even in the last Kav, they split with the men. So it's really 9.5. That's what I heard once from Rav Alpert over the show. But that's okay the whole week long. But during Shabbos, this halacha is halacha in Shabbos that applies to women just as well as to men. Okay. We have about 10 minutes left. I just want to talk to you a little bit, if you have the flip side of your page, about the halacha of knivas hayerek. The Gemara establishes on Daf Kuf Yud Daled Amud Beis that knivas hayerek, to prepare, you know, by cutting up the vegetables, min ha-minchah l'mayla, it's already in the afternoon on Shabbos, so you'll have it for after Shabbos, asura b'Shabbos. So Rashi says, mishum dekatorach mishabbos l'chol. However, with regard to Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara establishes that it's mutter, that kniva sayerek muteres b'Yom HaKippurim, and the Gemara explains, mipnei ogmas nefesh. So here we have a fascinating machlokas between Rashi and all the other Rishonim. I didn't find any Rishon who accepts Rashi. Rashi is very, very revolutionary. Rashi says that what does it mean that kniva sayerek is mutter on Yom HaKippurim mipnei ogmas nefesh? Rashi says, Mishum Dahavi Inui, because by cutting up the vegetables, he increases his experience of Inui. He intensifies the Inui. Sheroe Umizamin, he's involved and he's preparing the food, the Eino Ochel, but he can't eat it. And Rashi repeats himself in different language on Daf Kuf Tes Vav, and he says the following. He says, Hocha Mishum Agmas Nefesh, Shemisaknon v'eino ochel v'avikarov le'inui v'shari v'dafka min ha-mincha l'malash u'shoef u'mitzape li'eis achila. He's really getting hungry. He's waiting for the time that he can break his fast. V'ikra, though he's waiting for the tekiah shofar. You know, that's a. Sometimes you have to be careful when you blow the shofar because people have something hidden under their chairs over there. V'ikra agmas nefesh tfei. This is a Pella of a Rashi. I mean, the Rishonim are going to disagree with Rashi, but Rashi holds that there are two dimensions to V'nisam es nafshel seichem. It's not just an Isur, Achil and Shasiya, but it's also a Kiyum of Inui. And the greater, the more intense the Inui is, the greater is the mitzvah of V'nisam. And this is a Chiddush, that a person should increase his Inui. Rashi identifies that as a Kiyum of V'nisam es nafshel seichem. So I once heard from my Rebbe that the Rambam might agree with Rashi. Take a look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Shvisas Osar. The Rambam says, Osar linol minol v'sandol afilu v'raglo achas. And Rabosai, as a general rule, what constitutes a minol? Well, what's the prerequisite for a minol? Chomer, how do you say in English? What material? It's got to be R. And look at the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Umuto lotzeis besandol shel sham v'shel gumi v'chayotzi bozeh v'korech onam beged al b'godim v'chayotzi bozeh. You can wrap his feet in b'godim. And the Rambam has to give a ganz explanation why it's mutter on Yom HaKippurim to wrap my feet in b'godim. And the Rambam adds, "Harei koshi aretz magil raglov," because even though he's wrapped in begadim, they're not solid. So he feels the pain or the harshness of the ground in his feet. Umargishu yachif. Why did the Rambam just say that this is not a minhag? So my Rebbe said the following: you see from this Rambam that minhag is not the universal definition of minal, as applies, for example, in Nal Shel Chalitza, but as far as Inui is concerned, the Iser of minal is anything that would prevent me from experiencing the Inui, meaning that there's a positive kiyum on Yom HaKippurim to experience Inui, and the Iser Ne'ilas minal is a way that guarantees that kiyum of Inui on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore the Rambam had a havamina that even if I use around my leg something that would not constitute a minhag according to the strict definition of minhag, nevertheless, it's mafkia, it removes at least this element, this dimension of the kiyum of v'nisim. Is the Rambam asking mechadish achidush that even though he's wrapping himself up in begadim, nevertheless, koshi aretz magil raglav. So if we combine Rashi and the Rambam, we have a brand new definition of inu. And that is that the inisam es nashchuseim requires a kium of feeling the inui. And Rashi holds that by involving myself in knivas yerek min amincha lamal and Yom HaKippurim, close to the time when I break my fast, it intensifies my inui, and that itself is a kium of the inisam. The Ritva, on the other hand, after quoting Rashi, and he embellishes Rashi, the hodesh harinin lam mipnei agmas nefesh piyush Rashi la'agem nafsho, Shumechin v'roa malcha v'toivlo v'ena olcha mimenu mekayim mitzvahs v'inisam es nafshol seichem. And then if you skip down to the Ritva, he says v'acherim pirshu mifneag mas nefesh kidei shelo tehei nafsho agumolov tum fakert. This is going to quiet him down psychologically. And why? Because he knows that as soon as breakfast comes, he's already ready to eat his salad. Everything is cut and ready. V'tiru l'sayeya u'lahaskil bo k'tzas mibod yom. They were not to the Easter of Hachana, of Tircha, on Yom Kippur. Only min ha-mincha l'mala. So it shouldn't look like he's being mitakein l'bo b'yom. Min ha-mincha l'mala darchon shel b'nei odom l'takein l'erev. That's when we prepare for the Erev. So we're allowing you to do something that normally would be aser, but for the sake of minimizing your agmas nefesh. Now, from the Shabbos perspective, Knivas Ayerek is Osur. From the Yom HaKippurim perspective, it's Mutter. What do we do when Yom HaKippurim coincides with Shabbos? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Mutter b'Knivas Ayerek. It's according to Rashi that it's that we're talking about a kiyum mitzvah v'nisam es nafsho seichem. It makes absolute sense, because when I cut up the vegetables, when I'm in Cholamayel on Yom Kippur, at that moment, I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah of Inisef. So therefore, we don't view it as a tircha litzorech motzai Shabbos. I'm obtaining a kiyum on Shabbos itself. Again, it's not a kiyum of Shabbos, it's a kiyum of Inisef, it's nafsho seichem, but nevertheless, it's a kiyum. And where do we find that things and actions that would normally be asur are mutar on Shabbos litzorech mitzvah? The Gemara in Brachos, even though we establish lo yei lihiluchah shel Shabbos kiluch shel cholam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi liolam yoretz adam lidvar alocha afilu b'Shabbos achrei Hashem alokeichem yeilechu. In other words, we're allowed to run on Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. Normally running is forbidden under the halach of Hiluchach Shalchol. It shouldn't be a Hiluch Shalchol. But for the sake of obtaining a Kiyum HaMitzvah and enhancing Achrei Hashem Yelechu, you know, to run after Hashem, to run after His Mitzvah, that I'm allowed to do on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch really expands this in Siman Shin Aleph. He says, Bachurim HaMisangim B'Kvitzosam U'Murutzosam Mutar. You know, it's the whole issue of refuah b'Shabbos, of doing exercise, but if he does it in a way that it enhances his own egg Shabbos. The Magen Avraham speaks about reading documents that normally shtari and yotos that are prohibited on Shabbos, and he goes as far as to say, as it's mutter if it gives him oneg, and he compares it to the case of Ritza Liros Dvar Oneg. So again, you know, people who read in different magazines on Shabbos, you know, they should be studying this Ramah and this Magen Avraham and see whether or not we could call it Onig Shabbos. A lot of what you read on Shabbos is Fakeret, is a Kinu of Vinisem. But if it's a Kinu of Onig, then maybe we could be Matir it. That's according to Rashi. But according to all the other Rishonim, who say that the Halacha of the Heter, I should say, of Knivas Yerek on Yom HaKippurim, is in order to lighten his burden, right, to minimize his Ogmas Nefesh. So then we have to postulate that somehow lightening his burden is itself, in some expanded way, mutter on Shabbos. And as we're dealing with a separate matir. According to Rashi, who's saying that there's a kiyum of Inisim es nafshol seichem, then all the surim of Shabbos that come under V'davru Dovar and Hiluch Shel Shabbos, all those Isurim are lifted when you're involved in a Dvar Mitzvah. If you're obtaining a Kiyum HaMitzvah at that moment, then it's not Osar on Shabbos. So that removes the Isur Mitchil Osar. But if we go with all the other Rishonim, that Knivas HaYerek and Yom HaKippurim is Mutter in order to relieve you of Agmas Nefesh, we're going to have to say that on Shabbos, when Yom Kippur coincides with Shabbos, there's a special Matir to lift, to alleviate the Isur of Hachana of Tircha on Shabbos for Motzi Shabbos for the sake of relieving and limiting your Onig Shabbos. Or your Agmas Nefesh, excuse me. You know, I was wondering what this will complete. You know, people are selling on the market what's called pills that are called Kaliatsom. Are you familiar with that? I would say, according to Rishonim, it's okay, but according to the sheet of Rashi, again, I'm not telling anyone to be machmir, you know, go ahead and do what you have to do, but to take these pills on Yom Kippur, or Erev Yom Kippur, I should say, is a real problem, according to Rashi, because Rashi holds that Inisim goes a step further to expand the Inui and intensify it, so to deliberately take Kali Tzom and make it easy. Oh, and one last comment I wanted to make before I leave. I think that there's a common mistake out in the fields, and I'm asking Rabosei that you help me correct that mistake. People think that the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, of wearing special, beautiful begadim for Shabbos, applies when I leave the confines of my house. And nothing could be further than the truth. Adrabe would say the Iker mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos and all the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos are in the house. Now, if a person has to go to sleep and he wants to wear pajamas, that's one thing. But when a person is sitting at a meal table on Shabbos, he should be very much aware of the kiyum of Kvod Shabbos. So, to me, that was like a dover pashut until I read the Ramah that we started with today, back on page 1. Lo yetzei adam b'Shabbos kamo shu yetzei b'chol. Kamo shu yotzei b'chol. So I said to myself, what's going on in this Ramah? Is the Ramah talking about Yetziah? But there's no mitzvah of Biel Abeso, of Kvod Shabbos? The answer is pashut. The Ramah is talking about the Iser of Shema lo yavo lichil Shabbos. He's not talking about the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. He's talking about the shvus of Menias Chil Shabbos. The Iker of Shavuos of Chil Shabbos is outside when he's at Rosh Hashanah. But Enoch Hinami, if the Ramah is discussing the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos of Yeimal Bushcha, Miyuchad L'Shabbos, for sure that applies inside.
Inside. No, I thought that he needs to wear a tishbet Shabbos. Because then a person wants to take his tie off and he wants to be comfortable, so he puts on a tishbekesha and he still has kavacha.
Correct. Okay, but it's got to be a shinui. If he's wearing that tishbekesha the rest of the week, then it's not like the Rama. If it's a special dress for Shabbos, and according to Rashi, it's not something that anyone else would wear during the week, it's an ordinary dress, then you're right, he should wear his tishbekesha. But he shouldn't wear the tishbekesha on Kol Mo.
Like a man at home called the that you do the kind of festival that's happening on Yom Kippur itself. Tzom Kal takes place before Yom Kippur.
Oh, good longest, maybe. Again, maybe that's a heter. But again, to actively do something that minimizes your kiyum, I don't know, even to do it on Erev Shabbos, you know, that comes under the whole question of grama. You know, we gave a shiur here on Shvius, and the question was, can I set up an irrigation system before Shvius on Erev Rosh Hashanah that will irrigate my field on Shvius? And the Chazanish was opposed to it. The Chazanish said that I have to guarantee that my karka, my aretz, will be in a state of Shvius. If I actively set it up, that my karka will be working and producing on Shvius also. So if I have to guarantee that on Yom Kippur I should be in a state of inui to deliberately erev Yom Kippur put myself into a state where I won't suffer any inui, I think I'm missing the point of the mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi, I'll be right back. I just have to give a shir and glide.
So.
Yeah, you want to walk me?
I got my weekly suit, and I got the shlach old suit that I never ever went.
What's the case again? You have
my normal weekday suit.
Your normal weekday suit.
A really shlach old suit.
Exactly. And that's why I would say that, forgetting about issues of tznius, that if during the week you wear long, and you don't have a way of enhancing that, then on Shabbos you should wear short. That's what I would say.
Alright, can you have a Shabbos suit? You are on Shabbos, yes? Can you make it a weekday suit because of Malam Bakud Vein Meridin?
Say it again one more time. I'm sorry, I'm tired in getting to the shir on time.
A Shabbos suit.
Yeah.
It's a Shabbos suit. Can you make it a weekday suit because of
Malam? That's interesting. In Germany, they were very machmir about that. They didn't want to change the yud of the suit.
Well, I buy a new suit, can I now have my new suit?
So, to be fair, they asked me later. Because my mind, I'm just trying to get to my. Yeah, I'll be right back. I just have to do my thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.